Welcome back to the Mind of Monty podcast with your co-hosts, Monty G and I, Mo. Today, we're going to bring you an exciting edition of the podcast. We're going to be talking about all of the interesting developments within WWE Creative. We're going to be going into rumors that are just rumors.
It's been 7 days and an unlimited amount of stuff has taken place.
Exactly. And we're also going to talk about the SummerSlam match card scheduled for Saturday, July 30th. Saturday, July 30th.
All right. July what?
30th.
I'm talking about, like, what day did you say first?
I was about to say 29th. But I was like, Friday is the 29th.
So SummerSlam's right now.
Be quiet.
A day early. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Now, though, since I made you elaborate, I must leave your mistake in instead of editing. All right. So, you're off to a great start.
That's what you get.
Okay, now this is all getting edited out, so I can say whatever I want. Anyway, now we're on to the news. Immediately after we got off recording. As a matter of fact, before we could even stop recording, I was getting alerts. That's how hectic last Friday was. You know, Brock Lesnar, when we left you guys, Brock Lesnar stormed off. He came back.
Yeah, he showed up.
He came back. I got a rumor talking about
don't believe about what that situation, was said. He was there.
He came back, you know. But I will talk about that when I get to the rumors, so we'll see. But honestly, let's just get right into it. Monday, I guess, is when I think everything was announced.
I think it was like Sunday.
But it could have. No, they don't really do stuff like that on Sunday. If it was, maybe, but could have been. Maybe it was, but I don't think so. I think I didn't become aware of this until Monday. That's all I will say. That doesn't mean anything. You could have just came home early. Because around the time you get home is when the wrestling news start to hit. That's the reason why you came home and I've been recording videos.
That's fair.
In the past. So, yeah, it doesn't, no, that doesn't mean anything, actually, about you being here. But, anyway, that's not the point of this. Even if it wasn't officially Monday, before we knew Monday Night Raw, before Monday Night Raw at Madison Square Garden aired, we knew that Triple H, yes, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, Paul Levesque, the guy who I just told you in a couple of rumors, told everyone that he was back, like, 3 or 4 weeks ago. And people were like, in what capacity? You ain't doing nothing in NXT no more. What you mean? And here we are. Now we see he's actually really back now, because now he's supposedly the head of creative. And I only say supposedly because, you know, it's official if you go off every outlet and everything that we've, you know, everything that's being reported is that Triple H is the head of creative now. But I only say that because, you know, to kind of highlight something, not highlight it, but kind of piggyback off of what CM Punk said in some of his comments about this whole situation, and basically him not really buying it that anything is different. That says Paul Levesque is back. That's not saying Paul Levesque is head of creative. WWE never announced it that he's running creative. They wouldn't do that on their Twitter anyway.
Sorry, I saw it on Twitter.
They would have never did that on their Twitter anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
You instead of trying to prove me wrong on my date, it really does not make that much of a difference. Do you understand that Sunday and Monday is still right before the Madison Square Garden Raw? That's the only thing I meant. But anyway, that's besides the point. Either way it goes, by the time that show aired, we knew Triple H would be taking over creatively, even if it wasn't official. And that was the first, I have to talk about it because the public opinion, man, around this is some of the best press WWE has had in months. Like, on the mountains and mountains of negative stories, which, you know, I can continue to tell because it's a lot of it. But a lot, you know, the negative rumors, negative stories that you've been hearing reported or, you know, speculated about. And to not finally hear something that seems like they're going in the right direction, you know, not only with Vince McMahon now retired and out of the picture, at least that we know of. But I'm only bringing up what CM Punk said because he kind of basically hinted at not really believing it, just like I didn't believe it right off the back of Vince's retirement, and saying that nothing, you know, those are just the same people. And he was kind of mixing it in with the Sasha Banks and Naomi stuff. But the thing is, that's the only reason why I'm even proposing it as a supposed type of situation, just because of that type. When you bring that up, it is a good point. It may not be right. Triple H may be running things, and he may be right on his way to changing things. But it is two point of views. It's yeah. Some people who feel like nothing's about to change because Triple H is part of that family. He, you know, at the end of the day, and is he was there when they were doing, like Punk pointed out, when they told when they fired him, they called him a, you know, I mean, when he left, they walked out and called him a quitter and whatever. So, like, nothing had changed, basically, is what he was trying to point out. He was saying, mm-hmm. by from 2014, when he did it, all the way now to 2022, they're the same. Nothing's different. But we all know that when that happened, when all this stuff happened with Sasha and Naomi, Vince was supposed to be stealing power. And that was supposed to be a Vince call. So, who knows? Like, I know a lot of people are going to be on the opposite side, and they're going to be saying Triple H may not do that, and he wouldn't do it that way. Who knows? We've only known so far, if you go off WWE history, we've only known one way of doing things. So until we see notable differences from the way things have always been done, it's going to always be people who are saying nothing has changed. So we just got to give it time. Nothing is going to change right off the bat. Like, I don't. Some people thought that maybe that night, Monday Night Raw, was going to be flipped right on his head. But it's so close to SummerSlam, you have to at least finish telling the stories that Vince was in the middle of telling before stepping down. I want to move on to the next headline, though. Congrats to Paul. I'm happy. I do think before I go to the next headline, I do want to point out that the possibilities now of even if it means Sasha, Naomi coming back, other people who's left the company mm-hmm. coming back, that is a possibility, because we all know that Triple H, just no matter who you talk about, he's always been known as more approachable than anybody else in these situations. When talent who had no relationship with WWE anymore, when like Ultimate Warrior and other people who really ended their relationships with WWE on bad note, Jeff Jarrett to be included in all of that. Far as I know, Triple H was one of those people who were reaching out to a lot of these people at the time, years ago, like when I'm speaking specifically about Warrior in certain early cases. So I'm saying he has tried to kind of play that peacemaker role in the past. Mm-hmm. Even when you have problems with the company. So it is, I understand the sentiment behind all of the hype. Is a lot of positive thoughts, because a lot of people appreciate and love what he did with NXT. So you hope that he can kind of bring that same flavor back to WWE now. And going forward, we'll just have to give it time and see, is it really him running the show? What's different? Has it improved? Has it not improved? We'll see. And trust me, you know how it is in WWE, or you know how it is with wrestling media and WWE. If mm-hmm. it don't work, we definitely gonna hear about it. And if it do work, they're gonna bombard us about that too. So just stay tuned. I guess we'll all keep our eyes on that. Got more on that going on as we keep going, but I do want to talk about WWE possibly getting Sasha and Naomi back. Meltzer reported that this whole situation is kind of up in the air because they're gone. You know, he said on Sports Illustrated Media podcast on Thursday that the last I heard was that there would be attempts to reconcile, especially with Vince gone. So it's up in the air. It's nothing definite yet, but there you go. That WWE will be reaching out now with Vince out of the way. And I don't know. We'll see. He even mentions it. That is up in the air. Nobody knows where it's going, so he doesn't even really know. He's just saying that he hears that's what they want. But who knows if that's officially what they want, if anything officially has been offered or anything like that when it comes to that. But I know that's, you know, a lot of people are really excited about that possibility. And the only reason why I would be excited about it is not so much as that I would want Sasha and Naomi to just come back because of, you know, obviously I feel like the women's division are missing them big time, right? Yeah. Not even just that obvious fact. It's more so just like when it comes to like Sasha and even Naomi, because Naomi's been with WWE so long and her family is still working with WWE. So, you know, just from the pure convenience of it all and the fact that I would like Sasha's legacy to continue to grow from where she was, you know, building it from, if you see what I'm trying to say, in WWE. Not saying I don't want to see her in these possible dream matchups outside of WWE, because hell yeah. I mean, I'm not going to pass up on that either. But I'm just saying that selfishly, without being in her shoes and knowing how she feels about the company after that situation, part of me is like, you know what? It'd be nice if they could reconcile now. Mm-hmm. Because of what the legacies that both ladies, in my opinion, had built. It'd be nice if they could bring them back and announce, we're going to finally do that tournament and let Sasha and Naomi, instead of, you know, yeah, they may have to earn it back, but still, it'd be nice. Or, yeah. You know, make this would be messed up, but it'd be funny, though. It'd be like, actually have the term, you know, actually do it, finally do the tournament. Have a team, let's say like Alexa Bliss and Oscar, because they've just been teaming up lately or whatever. Mm-hmm. Have a team, make it to the finals, and then you announce that, you know, you either going to have a match, and that match at the match that's supposed to be the finals would actually be a number one contender match or interim title match, and then you have the real tag champions come out and they would fight.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, I know that's a lot to ask, but I'm just saying, like, Creed, if you want to dream book something, that'll be a nice way to just make this whole situation go away and we can go back to things before that whole, because like I mentioned the other week, it feels like ever since they walked out, WWE was on this nothing but bad stories, nothing positive going on, nothing. You know, that's the reason why one of the reasons why we were so happy Hunter was even back. We're just like, finally, at least
some
decent news, right? I I'm just armchair booking there, and that does not have to happen the way I said it. Hell, it's probably a better way to pull it all off. Hell, just having them back would be better. Whether they come back with the belts, come back and do it or not, it'll be nice. But hell, I'm of the proponent that no matter where they go, I'm going to support them. So I'm not going to be worried. I'm not really worried. I'm going to be supporting and watching what Sasha and Naomi do either way. But I do understand a lot of the people when you hear that WWE is, you know, at least going to try to do that. I must admit, that don't happen at all often. Like, if it does happen, if you get some type of an apology from WWE, that is a sign that something is different. Because you walk out of WWE and you get them to reach out to you and be like, come on, we can make this work.
Up. Yeah.
That's not, I was literally talking about this with the Ibushi situation. I'm like, that's not what WWE would do.
You don't see it happening.
I'm just saying, that is something that shows that Vince, no matter what he feel, is not pulling the strings, because I doubt they would run back with their, you know, Vince ain't the type. Yeah, Vince ain't the type to do that. He'd rather come back years later and act like
nothing ever happened.
No, it'd be one of the situations where, you know, you was wrong too. Because that's how I feel like he do a lot of his situations. Like with Britt. Like,
it far was issues like, on like, both
yeah,
sides.
Yeah, no, I can admit I was kind of wrong. I give you a hug for this program, but Britt, you did kind of, you know, react unprofessionally. Like, it's one of them types of, that's how WWE like to apologize. Anyway, on to my rumor segment. I'm going to try to make this a little bit rapid, but you know, we'll see. I'll try my best because it is a lot. Stardom and New Japan are working on making a women's title. Let me read this tweet from We Are Stardom. Just announcing today's Stardom 2022 strategy meeting. The IWGP Women's Championship will be creative. New Japan and Stardom are creating that title for defenses not only in Japan but also in the U.S. on New Japan Pro Wrestling events, appealing to the world with rich IWGP history. Gotta get that around the applause, pop. That's exciting, awesome news. A lot of those great talents that I've been watching, from the side, because I don't really get a chance to watch as much Stardom as I would like. The clips and a lot of the stuff that I've become able to see has always been great. They've always showcased what they can do really, really well when they've had a shot on New Japan's cards. And I think that was a little bit tested the waters. I think using Stardom women at Wrestle Kingdom a couple of years in a row, using Stardom women on the big show in the Tokyo Dome last year, I believe, that wasn't Wrestle Kingdom. Mm-hmm. They were testing that just to see, will our audience connect with it and enjoy it too? And, you know, could this possibly work? I love the idea. I love the possibility of seeing Kyrie, Mayu Iwatani, some of the greats of Stardom on the same cards as Okada, as, you know, Shingo. So, like, it's just, It's awesome, man. I don't really know. I don't really have much to say because it's a lot of stardom people that I have to become familiar with. And I cannot wait for that, too, because I feel like this will not only open the door for people like me to possibly subscribe and go check out stardom more, you know, itself. I think it'll be a great part of the card. And I've been having this conversation with people who I've been trying to get into New Japan. And there's a lot of female fans out there who are wondering or were always wanting an explanation for why it isn't like our wrestling. And, you know, I don't think it needs to transform into that. I just do believe that having an IWGP Women's Champion in general would just be great for, you know, New Japan. New Japan strong. Possibly a working relationship with AEW if they need to be. And also the working relationship between New Japan and Stardom in general. So it'll be incredible. And with the revolving door of talent, like you have Impact, you have Honor, Ring of Honor, you have AEW, you have New Japan itself, you have Stardom now. It's a nice, you can cherry pick, you know, some talents who would like to come to Japan or who would want to work for Japan and become IWGP Women's Champion. You can have some pretty compelling, championship matches, from different talents from all around the world. So I think it's awesome. Definitely wanted to get that out the way because I thought that was, and that's not a rumor. I think that's pretty much been confirmed, but it's part of my rumor segment because I thought it was something, cool to talk about. Very, very awesome to see that because, again, for all the new fans to New Japan, you may always wonder why, you know, there aren't any women's, you know, competition. Well, not for long. We may get, you know, a couple more blended cards, you know, even if it is just one women's match,
Exactly.
But it's progression.
And I've been waiting for something like this. Like, we talk about all the time how we should have gotten Stardom like ages ago at this point, but it's hard sometimes with another expense, and if you're not really familiar with the talent already, it's a hard commitment. So it's not even
just expense. Like, that's one element, but time. Like,
yes.
It's just like anyone who watched the Honor card, her Honor card went 36,000 buys. That's awesome. The fact that many people had time to still watch that card with the limited bills you get on AEW. Or if you have been keeping up on social media, however they decide to build Ring of Honor shows. Anyway, go back to your point. I was just pointing out that it's almost impossible to have enough time as a wrestling fan.
Yes. As a fan of anything, time and money are the big drawback factors. But now you get to get kind of an introduction like you have been in other New Japan shows. You get an introduction to other talent that you may see down the road somewhere else. Like, it's a great idea, and it's something that has definitely been long overdue from my standpoint.
Stardom is the number two promotion in Japan. Like, they literally sell out shows the same way New Japan does. They're right behind New Japan. So it's no surprise.
And their talent is getting cherry-picked. That's where Sasha, went to go train when previously she was a little
Tony
sick.
Storm's been champion. Blair Davenport. Like, yeah. Yeah.
So,
again, it's just some of the best, if not the best, female wrestlers in the world. And it's awesome that they're going to get a chance to be IWGP champions. Fightful Select says, multiple top stars seem dejected by Vince McMahon's retirement, and they had no idea it was happening. There are other talent who don't even believe that it's permanent.
You mean Brock Lesnar?
He is definitely one of the people who did not know about it. We will talk about that in a second. Part of the reason for Liv Morgan's recent push is that WWE felt SmackDown needed a top-tier woman's babyface after Sasha Banks and Naomi walk out. I agree 100%. That's from Meltzer, though, so who knows? But, yeah, they definitely – I think Liv Morgan is someone that we watched come from that underdog position continuously, so it's good to finally get one of those big wins and, you know, ascend her. Even if it did come at the, because Sasha and Naomi is no longer there, I think Sasha and Naomi, for example, would not have it any other way, if you see what I'm saying. When you are a veteran and you make a decision like that, it should create opportunities for people in Liv Morgan's position, if you see what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't think that since Sasha and Naomi's gone, now it's time to, all right, Charlotte, can we get you back? Please. You know what I'm saying? No offense to Charlotte. I love it, but I'm just saying.
You need to go into the direction
of building other people up. Yeah. Do not run into the Beckys and the Charlottes. But anyway, Vince McMahon worked closely with Max Dupree on the presentation of his character. But with Vince retiring and now with Maxine Dupree basically seeming to take over of the role right now, now it seems like that could open the door for LA Knight or Max Dupree's in-ring return. So we'll see if that actually happens. I don't necessarily – they didn't tell – I think that's his fight for who's saying this. So without Vince there, they saying maybe – we'll get the return of LA Knight. No more Max Dupree, especially since they seem like they stepped Maxine Dupree into that spot of I guess you can call it managing, but it's not managing. I guess it's a modeling agency managing. So
yeah.
I guess that counts. But anyway, take that with what you will. I love LA Knight. If he does return, I would like it to be in that type of character. That's more of his role. It's when he's at his best. I may not have been the biggest fan of Eli Drake in Impact, but NWA and NXT LA Knight and, you know, Eli, I'm cool with that version of him. Sources told the Wall Street Journal's Ted Mann and Joe Palazzolo, I'm assuming that's right. Sorry, Joe. Vince McMahon chose to resign last Friday after SEC and federal prosecutors launched investigations into his hush money payment. Now, that's just some sources, and that's what the Wall Street Journal believe, and that's what they heard. So we don't know, but that's basically what I kind of told you guys last week. If that is true, this was more of a let me get out of the way type of thing because I'm hurting our brand.
Mm-hmm.
And they're only going to keep digging because they think they have something. And I guess as we found out, because I think they laid the hammer down even more on Vince, talking about that they found $14 million that he actually did use that may be connected to company funds or whatever. Once they started talking about the details, I'm not going to lie, I got confused. Maybe it is company money, maybe it's not. Either way it goes, Vince is in trouble, and the trouble ain't going away. And I said if the trouble don't go away, Vince will go away. And
that's what happened.
Look at what happened. Anyway, the upcoming HBO Real Sports story on McMahon is said to be damning, by the way.
That's
the one I said Brian Gumbel, I think, was working on.
God
so,
damn, HBO.
Yeah, they're going to go in depth. And it makes sense. And I don't know if Bob Costa still worked there, because I don't even know if he even ever did. I could be completely wrong, but I know Costas don't like Vince. So if he was doing this, he would even go even harder probably than Gumbel. But I think either way it go, HBO got even more information. So
they've been planning to take him down.
Well, this is what happened. The thing is, this is why when you're in a certain position, I know it seemed like the right time, it sounded like a good pitch, but you don't need a doc.
No.
If you got dirt, don't do a doc unless the dirt already out there. You don't need it. Because that's the whole point of the doc. Now people looking for all the information
exposés.
They can find. All the information they can find. And then once they saw it was smoke, it's like $3 million? That ain't the only person. After all these years, just that little suit for $3 million on one girl.
Let me go back to the HR.
Let's find some more employees. They immediately was like, hey, we're looking for more people who work with you. More superstars. They want all the perspective they can find.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Like I said, it makes sense for WWE to get Vince out of the way, even if it is just publicly. USA Network seems excited about Triple H taking over the main roster, with a source telling Fightful Select that it's an exciting change. And that has been the hilarious thing to hear all this positive press. That just shows you that's the only thing changed that one man went away.
Well, like three did, right?
Well, I'm not, of course, Lord Nidus was gone, but I'm saying the head of the snake.
Yeah.
Let's say it in that retrospect.
They cut it off.
The head of the snake leaves, and now immediately everyone is excited. Like, that's what it felt like. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can say, right, legend, whatever. You did, you're great, Vince, whatever. You know, as far as, like, in this business and what you accomplished, cool. But, man, were you a problem because
yeah.
all of these people are relieved, even though it was, you know, it was people who dejected that, you know, but I think that may just be shock or just disbelief. It might not be because, oh, I'm gonna miss Vince around the office. I don't know. Maybe they will. We'll see. Wade Keller said that Paul Heyman is someone to watch in WWE's new power structure. Heyman is trusted by Triple H, and Stephanie McMahon and Heyman's relationship is much better than it was when she ran creative back in the day. There's a chemistry and a dynamic between them, and that's very positive. That's exciting news if you're a fan of how Heyman books. Keller also says Stephanie McMahon has a good reputation with the women's roster, and there's optimism that they'll get more TV time, better presentation with her in charge. And some even think that relationship will lead to Sasha and Naomi returning with Vince gone. So again, there go another thing basically hitting home what I was mentioning earlier about Sasha and Naomi possibly back in the fold with WWE. So they think that relationship, or at least the impression that Stephanie McMahon has with the women's roster, that could lead to her returning. So we'll lead to them returning. So we'll see. We'll see. Triple H wants to make a big splash at SummerSlam, but with it being his first major show, running things, of course. But they say he won't just do it to do it. So I agree. I don't think you should force anything. We'll see how that actually turns out. What actually is if anything, will he make that splash, as they just call it, a creative splash? We'll see if anything unexpected happens at SummerSlam. I'm expecting one or two surprises, I assume. Along those same lines, Ringside News claims SummerSlam is already locked in, but there are a few changes happening. Fightful Select says, no. By the way, did not specify on the changes, just told us that there are changes. So take that if you will. Fightful Select says they talked to former NXT talent and free agents who said Triple H being in his new position of power changes things. A former talent would have likely signed to stay, and a top free agent apparently said this greatly increases the possibility they will go back. This is what TK was talking about, by the way.
But no, a top free agent? Who's a top free agent?
I don't know. Ain't nobody but Wyndham, really, but I'm not trying to say that is him. You know?
Okay.
I mean, I'm trying to think of anybody who got fired. It has to be someone who's been fired. It's only one person who's been fired from WWE that I know of that would be considered top right now.
Yeah,
who's not employed. Who else?
Wyndham.
Like, who else? That's what I'm saying. The only person I can think of that I would say top free agent that left WWE would be him. Okay. Who else?
That's true.
I don't think it is him. Or necessarily, because I don't know why he would be talking to anybody. I mean, I don't know. He could be talking to...
I don't like the use of air quotes. Nobody knows. It's just people out here sticking a microphone in somebody's face. And like, would you go back to WWE right now?
Or whatever. Or, you know, just asking them, yeah, now that Triple H is here, what you think? Blah, 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 basically. But anyway, this TK basically did make a comment saying that... And now that I saw his comments in full, I actually don't mind what he said in some retrospect, because he's not wrong as far as the wrestling media. Because I did just tell you that literally Triple H gets in the office, and I feel like this week they've been getting all the love in the press.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's, you know, warranted or not. And I do, yeah, Tony, you do come off a little bit like a hater, because it's, you know, the timing of it. Yeah, you sound like you're hating. Not going to lie. You definitely sound like you're hating a little bit. But I do understand what he means in retrospect of, you know, Adam Cole, the people that the media keep talking about or teasing or whatever, bro, they on the contract. They're going to be here until 2027, so good luck with that. I don't have a problem with that, because that's true. The problem, the point I do want to make is, though, if that is the case, then why does it matter, Tony? Why does it matter what the media say? He did say he found it amusing, though, so I leave it alone. Because, again, I don't necessarily think he said anything that wrong once you get the whole thing in context. Now, when you look at the headline, and it just seemed like Tony is just running off at the mouth another unwarranted jab at WWE for no reason, then I can understand why people have a problem with it. But if you look at everything he said, he even started off by saying that's exciting, you know, it's exciting change or whatever, you know. But he did call them the competition. He did basically say it's laughable that anybody is talking about all these people they can mysteriously get back. And again, if they on the contract, he's not wrong. So you can have a problem with it, but it's not wrong. So
I think people are just fatigued.
I think it's him.
Yeah,
it's more so it's him. If it's, anybody else said, I don't think it matters. Like the same thing is like Punk. Punk is hating too. When he hit, but we know he hates Triple H, so I don't think anybody. I don't think it hurts your feelings as much. It shouldn't, in my opinion, to hear stuff like that from Punk.
But you know
about Punk not is, trusting the company for changing and all that. Like you don't. That doesn't matter when Punk said, but when TK said, it's like
Punk is still.
Here we go again.
Punk is still the media darling. Like TK, like I said, people are just fatigued from his constant takes. Like TK is just gonna give you a take on every little thing that happens.
Yeah, that's what
whether,
I'm saying.
Whether you want it's it
fatigue.
Or not.
Yeah, it's just fatigue of him. Like it's like, real. Here we go again. Another Tony. Tony has something else to say again. I think it has more so to do with that because, again, like I just mentioned, Punk can have his opinions on it, but it's a completely different thing because Punk, for life, can carry on like, I was wronged. And when you're wronged by somebody, you're going to always have a certain point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Khan ain't got that point. Don't have, I mean, what's the beef? You don't have not that type of beef, right? So, again, but anyway, I think, like you said, it's just fatigue when it comes to Tony saying things. Seth Rollins versus Riddle was pulled from SummerSlam, tomorrow night SummerSlam. And Brian Alvarez said he's under the impression that Rollins will still have a match on the show. That's from Alvarez. They didn't promote it. It'll be impromptu. He'll probably come out bragging or something. If he comes out noticeably in his gear, I think that'll spoil everything. Or, you know, they'll do a backstage segment, set it up. It's possible. I don't know who it is. The thing is that if it's going to be another surprise opponent, I think how do you not?
We have to bet on the surprise opponent, right?
The problem is, how many times Seth is going to lose? And we're just going to say, he was surprised. But it's all right. I don't know. We'll see what actually happens. I'm not even predicting that because I don't care to, but I'm pretty sure I'll be made to at some point. We'll worry about that on the SummerSlam pre-show for the WNR. See, there you go. Cross promotion. There you go. I got it in. Anyway, PW Insider notes that Edge and Beth Phoenix were both originally set to appear on this week's Raw in Madison Square Garden, but plans changed after Vince McMahon resigned from WWE. Edge and Beth were also originally booked for SummerSlam, but it's unknown if that's still happening. So, again, I think that, and I'll talk about more about that when I get to my predictions, because I do think we still may see them, because it just makes too much sense. They even was mentioning Edge, and they keep showing the vignettes. I think they had one on this show, even though Edge and Beth didn't show up. So I don't know. I'm betting they'll be there. It's hard for me to see what'll happen though, because hell, obviously things change. Wrestling Observer's Radio, David, I don't know why I have to announce where he comes from, but anyway, Meltzer indicated the WWE top priority after Vince McMahon's resignation is to maintain a perception of stability. Duh. Mostly in the business world, though, because of also, duh, I mean, like, bad press, bad business. So, if we appear stable, we got less bad press, better for business.
Yeah.
Yeah, seems pretty logical to me, right? Anyway, Brock Lesnar walking out of SmackDown right after Vince's departure was the worst-case scenario in that regard when it came to shareholders and businesses, according to Meltzer. So WWE made sure to get him back in the fold, and Brock returned to SmackDown around about 8:30 Eastern, which means he only missed like 30 minutes of the actual show. He didn't, so he started. He only left a few hours. He came back 30 minutes into while the show was had like an hour or so left. So he is what it is. He did come back. I'm pretty sure. They let him know. A lot of people saying, I'm pretty sure Stephanie and Triple H offered something or whatever, a bonus. But I don't know how you have to get paid for that. I mean, your boss retired. That don't mean you get paid. So, I mean, you that's the internet speculating. I'm pretty sure that I wouldn't offer them a damn thing. Like, bro, we already paying you. You already contracted to be here. So, anyway, I sometimes you do want to be like a bug on the wall or something for them conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Zarian from Mad Men, you know, the guy who said, you know, Sasha and Naomi's already released. I'll never forget your name, my guy. Anyway, WWE Sports Entertainment corporate philosophy resonates in every corner of that company. It resonates in every corner of that company. It isn't just a Vince McMahon thing. Yeah, many people there do not believe that WWE is a wrestling promotion. Well, honestly, I do want to let you know that it's not a wrestling promotion.
It's not.
It really is not, I promise you. Like, it's not just a wrestling promotion, so they're not wrong in that. I understand that a lot of wrestling fans hate that they think that it's people who work there who look at it for what, like, as a corporate business or whatever, or a TV show. Like, what exactly? Like, they don't look at it as a it's not just a wrestling show. It's as simple as that. It covers many different facets. I know we want it to just be wrestling. Oh, I know some people want it to just be wrestling, but it's not. It's as simple as that. I mean, you can be mad about it all you want, but you know, just avoiding the truth. Leslie Lee III someone told Leslie Lee III from the hard way, by the way, that WWE executive producer Kevin Dunn didn't think Becky Lynch was attractive enough to be a champion in the company.
Why do we gotta talk about this? Let's just skip this, because I have nothing but disrespectful things to say.
Before we do that, I want to highlight that Freddie Prinze Jr. said on the latest episode of his podcast that when he was on the WWE creative team, yes, he was on the creative team, you could pitch for like 20 minutes and Kevin Dunn would be like, well, I don't necessarily think she's pretty. And all of a sudden, 6 weeks of story would just be gone. Our champ has to be pretty, in air quotes. So, this has always been a thing. Again, my initial reaction is always the same. It's like, look who's talking. Seriously, it's just simple as that. Like, it's always somebody like Kevin Dunn too. It's always that. Those are the people who have the nerve to sit around and be the parameter of beauty.
We need a bleep button, because I almost called him something, and
let's move on. I don't want to get you canceled before you even get started. Paul Heyman joined Triple H at WWE's talent tryouts in Nashville yesterday, fueling speculation that he will have a larger role in the company with Vince McMahon's departure. I'm all for it. Paul's a genius, at least from what I hear. We'll see what happens. I don't know.
Yeah. I heard Dwight Howard was out there at some tryout.
I think that was actually the tryout.
That was a tryout?
I think, yeah. And he
serious?
He had like a promo and he claims he wants to wrestle.
Wow, he too tall. He gonna hurt
Dwight Howard versus Omos. No. I can already see it.
He already got bad knees.
Dwight Howard teaming with Omos. There you go.
Twin Towers?
Yeah.
Scrap it.
I don't know, man. I have to see how well he actually can act. He is a character outside of wrestling, personality-wise. But can he actually be believable? That's the thing when you're jumping. But at the same time, he don't have to be. I mean, obviously, they have plenty of people who can teach. You know, we got Logan Paul around here. Stop getting trained probably backstage before everything. We got Dominic still learning on the job. I'm just thinking of all the people learning on the job. A lot of people learning on the job right now. Okay?
Omos
himself is learning on the job. Pat McAfee most likely learning and, you know, getting better on the job. So, again, I'm just pointing that out. He joined the crew. It's a lot of people working.
Fair enough. All right, well, let's talk about SummerSlam. We're going to go ahead and predict this show. Starting off with the pre-show, maybe, possibly, I don't know, least impactful match, Logan Paul versus The Miz. Who you got?
I got Logan Paul. I don't go against celebrities, even if I don't necessarily care for Logan Paul. When did I went against him at Mania, right?
Yeah, you did. And you learned your lesson?
No, it wasn't even just that. I mean, I guess if you remember, I gave a great explanation that I was, omitting that rule. And I guess if you want to go ahead and if you're trying to humble me on my own show, then sure, I learned my lesson.
All right, good. Learned your lesson.
I don't know why. I wonder why you had to emphasize that. That's not your job. Your job is to tell me the match so I can give my point of view. Not to tell me how horrible I am at this.
You said, I don't bet against celebrities.
Didn't I pick Bad Bunny before that? I'm just saying you forget all the victories just to point out the one time I didn't.
Hush. Gotta kick you while you're down. Next up, we've got...
Actually up. I won last time.
Pat McAfee versus Happy Corbin.
Pat McAfee.
Who you got?
By the way, I went against him too, didn't it? No, I didn't. Went for Pat. You smart there. That's the reason why I went. Yes, I knew it was a logic behind it. They did the two celebrity thing, you know, and I'm like, one of the celebrities can lose, right? Of course not. Just like Knoxville. No way Knoxville was losing. Speaking of that, Knoxville learned on the floor. Look at all these people. Dwight Howard, come on, man. Go on here, go on through. Come on through. It don't matter. It's going to look weird because I know you're so tall. Well, no, it's going to be much probably like Omar's, just less muscle. But Dwight's a big guy. He got the shoulders. But I still think he's like lanky. In general, because he's a basketball player, right?
I don't have the highest hopes for his knees.
Basketball player don't put on muscle that I know of.
They can.
But he can, but I'm saying...
It ain't impossible.
No, you keep bringing up knees. Dwight has not had a bad leg injury that I know of, but that's fine.
But he's tall. The first thing to go...
Omos can have it, too.
I'm worried about his knees.
He play ball.
I never said basketball I wasn't too, worried I about Omos' knees.
Anyway, let's move on.
I don't know how
we even got back. I know how. Go ahead. Let's get off these celebrity
matches. No disqualification tag team match. Go back to Dwight. The Mysterios versus the Judgment Day.
Oh, my goodness. This is so hard because I'm like, all right. Edge and Belf come out, right? Because Rhea obviously going to play a part.
She been playing a part every other time.
So, like, yeah. So, Rhea going to play a part. You get Belf to show up out of nowhere. You know, get that pop. And then, you know, Edge laid a spear on Finn or, you know, Priest, whichever one. Probably Finn. And then you can see the Mysterios winning. But the other part of me is like, man, why the hell the Judgment Day got to lose again? Can the Judgment Day win? And then Edge and Belf come out and whoop some ass? I mean, it's reasonable. So I'm really still, like, I'm right there. I don't know. Where do we go? I'm of two minds here. Two likely scenarios.
I'm picking Judgment Day.
I'm going with the Judgment Day too. They've lost every match. I think you still have Edge and Belf return, lead us right into whatever you want to do with them and not have Judgment Day.
Because then you have enough bodies. Because you got Dominic, you got Edge, you got Ray, and then you got Finn. You got that other guy. I can't remember his name right now.
You mean Priest? It's not even. You just got Priest, Finn.
I thought it was another man.
Rhea. There ain't nobody else in Judgment Day.
Oh, my bad. That's why I couldn't remember his name.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I saw it in
vacant. That's what she's talking about. She's talking about vacant. No, it's vacant. Still won't even. Be there.
Dominic can take a seat. Ain't nobody got time vacant to be babysitting. Be we got to have the experts in the
ring. I got you. Dominic, turn on his daddy at SummerSlam. Join Judgment Day for Edge to come out there and clear the ring. There we go.
No.
That's not going to happen, but.
Undisputed.
I'm going with Judgment Day. I'm sorry. I might switch my ass to the bar.
Undisputed Tag Team Championship match. The Usos versus the Street Profits with Jeff Jarrett for God knows why. As the
Tennessee.
Special guest.
That's why.
Referee.
Don't question it. Tennessee, and that's it.
Okay, they could have had King come out there. Why gotta be Jeff?
We don't need no. He Memphis. Jeff Nashville.
Tennessee.
The King ain't the man in Nashville like he is in Memphis. He might be while I'm talking this, but I'm still nobody. We don't need
like
no King.
Smoky
we don't need,
Mountain
we
or
damn
something.
Sure don't need the King to be no special guest referee. For what? What the hell?
What we need Jeff Jarrett for? I guess his legend deal. They had a clause and he got to make an appearance at a show.
No, I mean he works backstage, so I think it was just easy.
Well, how they let him go fight Ric Flair?
I think it was easy. They can't control that man Bookings. This man ain't retired. They hired. That's them not hiring. Well, that's them hiring a non-retired or a semi-retired wrestler. That's them.
I thought wrestlers couldn't do nothing while they were under the legend deal. That's why so many people let.
He is an employee.
Oh,
he is an employee.
He must have ran that by Triple H first. Unlike somebody that ended up.
He probably got health care now.
Oh. The United States Championship is up on the line.
Did I even pick?
Did you pick?
It's the Uso. I picked the Uso. That's probably why. I ain't even focused on the match because you got me focusing on Jeff Jarrett. I didn't even do it justice on how hard of a decision it was, because I still really don't know. Street Profits definitely can win, especially with the special referee. Usually the referee is the difference in them situations. But I don't know. Part of me, I just can't bet against. Until the Usos lose, I'm not going to bet against them. If you didn't know, I just hit my hand really hard on the table. So
you got really emotional.
I don't even want to. I have so much editing to do. I might leave that one. I don't care. Come on.
Okay. All right. 50 bleeping minutes. I disagree. I'm gonna pick the Street Profits.
Of course.
The United. I'm tired. Okay.
No, you picking the Profits and it's over with. I'm probably lost now.
The United States Championship is on the line.
Bobby Lashley. In a rematch
between Bobby Lashley and Austin Theory.
Bobby looks great. He's been dominant. The crowd loves him. If you end this just for the hell of it, it'll be stupid. Especially when I know Theory's gonna pop his punk ass back out there later on that night. He gonna come back for the main event. You know he coming out there.
Okay, that's true.
So what's the point? Just let him lose.
SmackDown Women's Championship is on the line in a rematch.
I ain't got no goods. Liv Morgan.
All right. The Raw Women's Championship
ain't got
is
no
on
guts.
The line.
Bianca Belair.
All right.
She gets her redemption in 26 seconds.
The undisputed WWE Universal Championship is on the line in a WrestleMania.
I ain't got no guts. Roman Reigns, the Tribal Chief, will retain. And this is what's going to happen after the match. Theory is going to come out. He's going to attempt to cash in. And the mountain of enemies he has made over the last 7 weeks, somebody's going to stop. Whether it's Sami Zayn, whether it's Dolph Ziggler for some weird reason, whether it's AJ Styles for some weird reason, whether it's
they don't like his attitude.
Let's see, who else has been fighting Theory? It's literally been everybody. He has literally gotten an ass whooping from everybody.
Daddy's not home.
So he ain't going to make it to Roman. It is what it is.
So now
he's going to try. He may even end up losing the briefcase in the process, but I don't think Theory is walking out as champion. The Chief will have the belt. I think the Usos will find a way to retain. And that's it. I don't really know what to tell you other than that. If that is not how the night goes, this is the main thing. Oh, yeah, I didn't say this. Main opponent for why Roman will definitely walk out as champion. Simple as this. You have tonight, Atlanta, Georgia, Friday night SmackDown. Drew McIntyre and Sheamus. They're going to fight. Whoever wins that match in that brawl or whatever they're going to do, because I think it's a stipulation match. I think it's a Donnybrook, as they call it. They're going whoever wins the Donnybrook, which is most likely going to be Drew, they're going to fight Roman in the castle.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, Theory needs to keep the briefcase. You do not cash in. You let Drew have the greatest moment of his night, his life in Cardiff, and you run your ass over there and you cash in on Drew. It's just more. It's the heelish thing to do. We're gonna have a mountain of more heat. He's gonna lose the belt fast, probably, no matter who he cashes in on when it comes to Drew or Roman.
That's true.
But I just don't see no point in him doing it to Roman when you can have him do it to Drew. And I don't want him to do it to Drew. But I'm just saying, he's gonna have to do it to somebody.
Yeah.
Probably it'll be Drew after he wins and, you know, over there. We'll see. I may be completely wrong. And for all the people over there who are going to be rooting for Drew, I know you guys are hoping I'm wrong. So I'm going to shut up about that. That's it. I'm done. But what we have to talk about, go ahead and get it out the way. I think it's only one marble.
There's two marbles. Okay. Thank you very got, much.
I miscounted. Let's all do right. it.
It's time for Mo's marbles. First up, Hobie Palooza. You can disrespect the Sims, but you can't disrespect Hobie Palooza.
I pressed the wrong one. Purple and pink, they close.
Are you colorblind? So the button, no, the you're
button,
not colorblind.
The button for the purple makes this. The button for pink. All right, they right by each other. It happens.
Press the cricket button now. You ought to be ashamed. Let's start that over. Now it's time for Mo's marbles. And Mo lost her marbles this week because, you know, Hobie Palooza is coming up. It is on Sunday. It is available on Hulu.
It's really just Lollapalooza, guys.
You can sign up for a free trial. It's on Channel 2. It's supposed to be at 9 p.m.
Lollapalooza.
Nobody cares about the other acts.
Oh, okay. So everybody listening only cares about J-Hope.
Gotcha. That is exactly how it should go. If you feel otherwise, don't let anyone else know.
Let me go look at the right time. Who on here?
Nobody important. Now, the last thing I need to talk about is the Sims had a major update yesterday. Yesterday? Day before yesterday? One of those. And they reintroduced wants and fears into the game. Now, there were some bugs. There are always bugs when there's a new update. But the bug one was that you had a desire to be with your family member. So incest became available. And hopefully they have fixed that by now.
I don't want to see... What?
Yes.
Oh, no. Okay, y'all want to go see some Machine Gun Kelly?
Press the purple button.
And Lollapalooza.
Go ahead. Who else?
You can't disrespect everybody. It got to be somebody. David Solomon. Stop. That's disrespectful.
I'm in control of the button.
Baby
now.
Tate.
Who is that?
Mahalia. Whitlig. Solfago. Liquid Stranger.
Liquid Stranger.
Girl in Red.
I won't even press the button anymore.
Carday.
Really?
Coyle Ray. Coyle Ray be on all these festival cards.
Well, that's how she gets.
And I don't even know how she even got. I didn't know she had that many songs. They just show you how much attention I pay.
Are you like naming the headliners? Like,
I was just naming people who later on in the day, because I figured I wouldn't know the people who, you know, started at noon.
Well, you should have said people like Don Toliver.
I skipped over him on purpose because I knew you was going to bury whoever it was.
I would bury him too.
That's why I didn't do it.
Bob Moses. You bury him. Dua Lipa. Like, you could have said Dua Lipa.
I was getting there. You took the phone right before I said it.
Still, ain't none of them got anything on Jung-Hosuk.
All right. You're not anyway, doing that's this. Just tonight. That was just for Friday.
We're it's, not doing this.
Don't worry about it. Everybody hating anyway, man. Yeah. I was just trying to show you that you can't just say Hobie Palooza. Some people listening might care about Whitlig.
Hobie Palooza is the only reason why.
You even brought it up. I got you. Go ahead.
That festival is being talked about in this house. Because last year we tried to watch it. And yeah, it was trash.
It ain't nobody. I'm not it's a usually festival not that person. Many people, though. I mean, like, it's all right. It get okay sometimes.
I'm not a festival
depending
person.
On the car.
I don't even like Coachella. I'm just not a
I
festival
mean, you don't
person.
Like, but you don't know anybody there. That's
we
what
found,
happening.
We found Sir there. See? We like Sir.
That's what I'm saying. So don't try to see that act like festivals got no value.
They got little value.
Yeah.
A little, a smidge.
Anyway, go ahead. Why are we talking about this?
The Sims brought incest into the game.
And they took it
hopefully
out.
Hopefully that has been fixed. Hopefully.
You don't know if they're taking it out yet.
We progressed in our story together. I have turned my vampire into a werewolf now. And now your werewolf lives with my werewolf and my werewolf mother. And he's a little douchebag.
My evil werewolf. By the way, he's evil and hot-headed. So he's angry all the time.
He's probably gonna die from like being yes. angry, because that's not a good mix for a wolf. You know, you get really angry. So if you already angry and you really angry,
yes, he's gonna yeah.
He's gonna stroke out.
That's why I'm trying to get immortal, but I don't think that matters if you die.
No, you'll be immortal.
Okay, so I wouldn't be able to have a heart attack. No, yeah, I need wouldn't. So I just have to level him up, get immortal, become an immortal wolf like her mother, and we'll be all right.
Yeah, she'll never die.
Anyway,
I can't even drown, obviously.
As you can see, even on console, this is not even PC. If this is PC, oh man, we couldn't even tell you about the stuff we'd be doing. I have base mental on now. And if you know anything about base mental, murder. You know I'm trapping.
Whoa.
I thought you meant
the murder.
No, I don't care about all that. I only get base mental for so I can start whipping all types of, you know, stuff to other Sims.
Edit this.
I'm
out.
A peddler.
This sounds illegal.
What?
I'm talking about
it's
murder.
A mod.
You're talking about peddling on the Sims.
Peddling, yes. Product.
Medicinal specialist.
Yes.
A shaman. They have a shaman on there.
Okay, enough random CM talk. We're going to get out of here.
Yeah, it's over. I'm going to
go. Don't have much else to talk
about.
I'm
going to go eat something.
Can't believe I talked for 40 minutes about this, but that's how much news was going on. Thank you guys for listening. Shout out to everybody who listened. Subscribe to Munchies Universe. I'm going to change the name to something else soon. Probably just, I don't know, Mind the Munchie. Just change the whole YouTube just... about the Munchie. I don't know. I don't really know. I'm working on that, though. But until then, just go to Munchies Universe. Type it in. I know it's a lot. Hook me up. Anyway.
Put the apostrophe.
Yeah, please. Anyway, shout out to everybody who just support me anyway, whether you checking it out on YouTube, whether you clicking these links that I put out, whatever it is. I will see you when I see you. You will hear from me when you hear from me. Adios. Au revoir. Sayonara.